Major Sanderson, the psychiatrist at the hospital, did not like Yossarian's personality. "It split right down the middle," said Major Sanderson. He smiled ostentatiously to show himself reasonable and nice. "Now, I'm not saying that to be cruel and insulting," he continued with cruel and insulting delight. "I'm not saying it because I hate you and want revenge. I'm not saying it because you rejected me and hurt my feelings terribly. No, I'm a man of medicine, and I'm being coldly objective. I have very bad news for you, Yossarian. Are you man enough to take it?" "God, no," screamed Yossarian. "I'll go right to pieces." Major Sanderson flew into a rage. "Can't you do even one thing right?" he pleaded, turning beet red with vexation and crashing his fist down upon his desk. "The trouble with you is you think you're too good for all the conventions of society. You probably think you're too good for me also, don't you? Just because I came to puberty late. Well, do you know what you are? You're a frustrated, unhappy, disillusioned, undisciplined, maladjusted young man." Major Sanderson's disposition seemed to mellow as he reeled off the uncomplimentary adjectives. "Yes, sir," Yossarian agreed. "I think you're right." "Of course I'm right. You're immature. You've been unable to adjust to the idea of war." "Yes, sir," Yossarian admitted. "You have a morbid aversion to dying. You probably resent the fact that you're at war and might get your head blown off any second." "I more than resent it, sir," Yossarian amplified. "I'm absolutely incensed." "Aha. You have deep-seated survival anxieties. And you don't like bigots, bullies, snobs, or hypocrites. Subconsciously, there are many people you hate." "Consciously, sir, consciously," Yossarian corrected. "I hate them consciously. You're antagonistic to the idea of being robbed, exploited, degraded, humiliated, or deceived. Misery depresses you. Ignorance depresses you. Persecution depresses you. Violence depresses you. Slums depress you. Greed depresses you. Crime depresses you. Corruption depresses you. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if you're a manic depressive." "Yes, sir," Yossarian agreed eagerly. "Maybe I am. Don't try to deny it." "I'm not denying it, sir," said Yossarian, pleased with the miraculous rapport that finally existed between them. "I agree with all you said." "Ah," said Major Sanderson, "then you admit you're crazy, do you?" "Crazy?" Yossarian was shocked. "What are you talking about? Why is any of that crazy? You're the one who's crazy." Major Sanderson turned red with indignation again and crashed his fist down upon his thighs. "Calling me crazy," he shouted, "is a typically sadistic and vindictive paranoid reaction. You really are crazy. Then why don't you send me home? And I'm going to send you home." But they didn't send Yossarian home. Yossarian was returned to combat and went running to Dr. Nika to complain. "Listen to me," he said to Dr. Nika, seizing him by the shirt front. "Do you know what they told me up at the hospital? I'm crazy." "Did you know that?" "So," said Dr. Nika. "Really crazy." "So," said Dr. Nika. "I'm nuts," Yossarian tried to explain. "Cuckoo. Don't you understand? I'm off my rocker. They've got a licensed psychiatrist up at the hospital who examined me, and that was his verdict. I am insane." "So," said Dr. Nika. "So?" Yossarian was puzzled by Dr. Nika's inability to comprehend. "Don't you see what that means? Now you can take me off combat duty and send me home. They're not going to send a crazy man out to be killed, are they?" And Dr. Nika replied, "Who else will go?"